Cut your cell phone off, nigga. It's your girl, L.A. Mona, a.k.a. Crenshaw Candelia, a.k.a. Macadocious something. Did y'all know my middle name was Candelia?
Is it really?
It totally is. Look at Gary like, he can't believe it. My name is Candelia. My middle, I don't want to tell you both my middle names because I don't want y'all to...
spell it. How you spell it?
Yeah, let's help them spell it so they can Google it. Stunner Girl's texting me back, guys. Did we start?
Yes.
Oh, well, keep that.
What's the line? I always forget it.
I've been listening to Yeet all day. Me and Phelps are on shrooms. It's a stranger in the room named MP, but he don't want me to tell nobody he's here. And Dre's been getting on me all day. Woo, woo! And Gary threw away all our food. Listen, when you travel with people and when you like stay together, at a certain point, everybody's kind of irritated by everybody. But with me, when I travel with y'all, I'm irritated before I even come. So it's like, you don't really gotta do nothing. Y'all get on my nerves.
Hmm.
Except for Gary.
Mm.
He don't give a fuck. He's offended. Look at this fucker. I know all his lip moves. I know you like the back of my hand because I stare at you a lot. Like, we always doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I didn't get you some beignets this morning.
We are in L.A., and I did get 5 beignets, and I only ate 5 of them because I am watching my weight. I'm enjoying L.A. It's freezing. It's colder than a hooker's heart here. Every night, Phelps stays out all night long. Me and Dre go to bed praying. And I don't think Gary sleeps at all because Gary's always up at 3. We enjoy LA, though. We like it. Even though the weather really, really sucked here.
Yeah, it's shitty right now.
Yes, it's horrible. Like, ugh.
It's cold. Everything I packed, I just got to wear it all to be warm now.
Like, at the same time. Look at this nigga hat. Is that like an LA hat? No. He's freezing. Look at my baby. Where was you at last night, 2 in the morning?
In the studio with Maddox.
His life is so lit, right? He was with Maddox.
That's my mans.
What did y'all do? Did y'all make music?
He was doing his music shit.
Rick. Okay, I'm listening to a new person. I wanted to start doing a segment on the podcast where I say, what am I listening to ridiculously? Because when I listen to stuff, I listen to it like crazy, don't I, Phelps? It's really irritating, very frustrating.
I'm cool with this one, though, because I put you on.
Right, because he's controlling. At the end of the day, the guy's name is Yeet. He looks like a white boy. Phelps says he's white and Mexican. I love his music so much. Let me give you a couple songs. I listen to Mad About That, Sad About That.
Sorry About That.
Mad About That.
Popping.
Smoke a Burglar. What is that?
Smoketober.
Smoketober. Going Back to Ella. We in LA now. I like Yeet though. And you know, I can't even fuck around because sometimes we be on this podcast talking about artists we like and what do they do? We like y'all too. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can we come to the show? Yes, we got 2 tickets. Come backstage. Lit.
Yeet already lit and I don't know. He might know who you are.
No,
based
he don't
on
know.
Some,
I'm just a fucking
You feel
bitch.
Me? But I don't know. Can't assume that one. But the music is good. I'm happy.
I really
like
the music a lot. And then he's from Portland, Oregon. And it just sounds really, really good when it's loud. I'm big on music. Music, like, you know, it changes my day. Are you enjoying L.A., Dre? Dre has a mic back here, all black on.
I am enjoying L.A. I always like L.A. Dre got on jeans. I don't know the last time I seen that.
Yeah, Jean Dre is more aggressive.
Stubbing out tonight.
Everybody in this group is super like social. They go out and hang out, and I don't. I'm always back at the Airbnb all alone.
Sleep. That's because you be sleep.
Some man offered me $3,500 from San Francisco for sex. And exactly what did I say? Gary, what did I say? If you collect the money, I'll do it.
Over FaceTime?
No, but... You see what you calls? You see what he's doing there, what he did there?
You know I'm a prophet. What's that?
I don't know. I'm an oracle.
You feel me? Because I called this, and then now that it's happening, you just blurted it out. I didn't say nothing.
I didn't say this is real sex. This is real sex, and I do not do FaceTime sex.
You said that I insulted you by saying that. Like I was such a bad person. That's crazy,
babe. Come on, man. That's not me.
You always do it. I told you.
He's doing it again.
I told you. No.
They're going to take you the wrong way, babe.
No. I'm not about to wild out. I was about to.
You said you always do it. They're going to. Think you saying I always get on FaceTime and show my pussy to people. I don't.
I'm not talking about that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Clear it up, though.
No, I was saying you always do the thing where when I say something, it's like, it's cool when they do it. When I do it, it's a problem.
Please, for people remember, at home, remember when I do not FaceTime people and show them my cat for money. I don't do it. Would I do it? Maybe, but I haven't done it. Don't say it like I do it all the time.
Dre, you gotta find the episode.
The man that wanted to give me $3,500 wants to have sex with me. Good old regular sex, man. Damn, and I think it's a win-win for us.
That nigga said he wanted to do what?
He said he just wanted to cuddle, put his fingers in my hair, and rub my butt. $3,500.
That's wild.
We ready to text him back.
Finesse.
Boom. Women, did y'all hear my first plan? Remember that plan from yesterday?
We was going to rob him?
We was going to rob the Mexican guy because he kept circling. He thought I was a prostitute. But this was the trick. Phelps was going to get his money, let him in, and set him upstairs, and we was going to have Gary in the bed. Gary was with it. But this was, well, then it would backfire. The dude would be like, yes! 2 for 1!
Yeah, he
I cut it, I'm by.
What's Gary's cut in that?
Shit, whatever he want.
Listen.
He's tomorrow. Here we go. Gary ain't corny.
Gary gonna be with it, but then as soon as the Mexican act like he with it too, Gary gonna knock that nigga through the wall. I already know what's about to happen.
The whole bag is that the element of surprise is going to make him run out the crib. Like on some, oh, they trying to fuck with me, you know?
Not for $3,500.
Nah, because all he going to do.
No, that guy didn't have $3,500. That guy just kept circling the house.
They good at playing dumb. He just going to turn around.
It was the blonde hair and the booty shorts.
He going to turn around and just walk back to you. Like
he was sitting on the steps like we was in Friday movie.
Yeah.
And I'm, what's the fat one name? Dre.
Won't get me.
Cube. What's the guy? What's the big one? Not Smokey. You Smokey when I smoke wet. I want to be the other one. What's the other one?
We always know his name.
What's the name? Craig.
Oh, Ice Cube.
Yes, thank
Craig you. Craig wasn't fat. Big Worm was fat.
Whatever. What was you about to say, Dre? Let's talk about what?
Did you want
to
talk about your day two of LA food and how excited you were about your taco
the
spot?
Shit? I don't know. You know what?
The Bill de Beria was crazy.
Yeah. Okay, listen. I'm a fan of Berea. And I don't know, Berea's like fairly new for people. And you can't get it at every Mexican restaurant. Damn, but the Berea that I like is they close it like this. They have meat that they like roast or whatever. And they put a bunch of cheese and they fry it. And then they give you that with a cup of motor oil or soup.
Yeah.
You take that, you dunk that. It's a cheese pool. Bam.
Couple limes.
You understand? These niggas gave me all these ingredients, poorly chopped onions and cilantro, a big ass cup of red, I don't know, cow foot. Cause she threw me over the door because she like, we had a Berea, only goat. And I'm like, oh, bitch, I ain't even trying to get like cultural like that. I don't fuck with no goat, nigga. Come on now, motherfucker. I'm black, nigga. Give me some regular tacos, nigga. First of all, me and Phelps only like nigga tacos anyway. Nigga tacos are sour cream, orange cheddar, maybe a Dorito shell,
I don't eat no sour cream, though, but go ahead.
Some stuff that you say is unnecessary, babe.
Nah, because
it didn't fucking matter, bro. I had the joke laid out, my nigga. I was laying it out. I don't need that.
I'm going to tell you why it matter. Because somebody going to hit me one day and be like, Phelps, you hungry? I'm going to be like, yeah. They're going to be like, I got some nigga tacos for you. And they're going to bring me some shit with sour cream on
it. Listen, I think. It's just dumb. It's just dumb, man.
It's like, don't that make sense, though?
The tacos were fucking horrible. They gave me a bunch of hard-ass tortillas, which are the corn ones, and me and Dre don't like them. They gave me a big-ass cup of soup, this big, bitch. Why?
It was huge.
And it was red, and the meat looked like cow feet, and it wasn't right, and it was no cheese or pull.
That shit was
stinky
ass.
Bitch. How much was that? Who paid? I ain't paid for shit since I've been here, y'all. Who paid?
I paid. You always.
How much was it?
I don't know. Your shit was probably 20-something, 30-something.
Even though, let me tell you, more problems. I ordered 2 churros. Now, if you're a churro lover like me, you know that you notice that now they put cream in the motherfuckers. They put white or chocolate cream. They do not have plain churros anymore. Why? I don't fucking know. Who got that innovative? Who thought that would be a good idea? What kinky fuck wanted to put cream? Okay, beige cream in a brown, long, thick churro, nigga. Whose fucking idea was that? Esmeralda. But now we stuck with these shits because they flooded all over the fucking country. But this small head bitch never even mentioned it. Usually when I order a churro, they say vanilla or chocolate. This small bitch, yes, we have churro. Yes, we do. We do. I get 2 churros packed with pale cream.
You ate it, though.
What? What that nigga say? He said I ate it. I did not eat it. Gary, this is bullshit.
First of all, you keep deviating. The last 2 times we went out to eat, I done had it. When all else fails, y'all keep laughing at me.
This nigga's an innovator.
When all else fails, you get a quesadilla because you know who in the back cooking.
This motherfucking getting quesadillas from Ruth Chris. But he can't miss. He's never had a bad meal since I've been with him.
Turn
around, this nigga got a childish ass long cheese pool quesadilla. Sometimes he go raw dog, just cheese and quesadilla.
Chicken, yep. Good money. You like it, didn't you?
I try stuff because I'm in a new place and I want to have good stuff. But I did have I have ramen. Stomach. The ramen was good.
That shit looked nasty.
Where'd you get it from again?
This was the part that was weird. The egg was like, it wasn't done.
It was green eggs and ham.
The food hall downstairs.
The food hall don't even sound good. What is it called downstairs, brother? Did you ever have a ramen? Now, the niggas that work up here don't eat it. We didn't fuck up.
That shit
up.
Light, ain't it, bro?
Oh, it's supposed to be runny. Okay. Yeah, I threw that shit out.
The egg? The hood.
Yeah, that's crazy. Nigga, boo that shit. What are y'all doing?
Wasn't it like brown or something?
Nigga, it was what do you call it? Runny. It was runny. It was good, though, but it was runny, and it fucked me up once I seen it. Anyway, fast forward. But I'll probably say in totality, yes, it sucks.
Oh yeah, and then I beat y'all that night too with the lobster ravioli.
You're
Alfredo.
Better than us. Thanks.
Nah,
folks.
Y'all just be trying
My
to get
Caribbean
too kinky.
Was food. I was good.
Yeah, Dre don't complain. Dre busts everything down. He don't count.
Okay, you had oxtails. Gary, what did you have? Oxtails?
Yeah, oxtails. I had jerk
Gary's
chicken.
Oxtails taste like pinto beans. Pinto beans and sardines. That shit was horrible. Shout out to Jamaica's downstairs. That shit ass. And she gave me a vibe. She gave me a vibe like she was so hurt that I ain't get it. Cause she was like, what can I get for you? And I was like, give me a second. I'm gonna order soon. Then I slid off to the ramen joint. And she gave me that little look across the thing like, damn, bitch.
Yeah, I got the beef patties and the ting and got up out of there.
Wasn't feeling your oxtails. Like, how you fuck that up? Like, nah, I'm cool. You like that jerk chicken?
It was jerky.
I don't trust
it. It just wasn't enough cabbage. Like, I feel like with everything, you got to have balance. And it was like a lot of rice
they
and
peas.
They
put motherfucking lettuce in Gary's cabbage. I kid you not. Gary's cabbage had a streak of lettuce in it. They got kinky on that shit. Whatever. But LA. Yeah, LA, I don't know. This LA visit was cool, I guess.
We got to remember, the first, as LA, the first word in LA is lost. Just.
The fuck does that mean? What? Please, somebody else, tell me.
It don't make sense. That's what I'm saying.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Mad people. Oh yeah, I got a good food recommendation. They said it's downtown.
What's it called, baby?
Chef Grizzly. Mad motherfucker sent me him. You ever
Chef
heard of shit, MP?
Grizzly.
They said.
Where you eat at though? Then, like out of the downtown. Oh, okay. All
they right. said it's a little tax, it take long, but it's good.
What is it, soul food?
Yeah, like the seafood. You know, niggas cook the same thing. Lobster, lamb chops, mac and cheese. Niggas cook the same shit.
First of all, I personally am disgusted with the amount of lamb chops niggas is feeding niggas. I don't get it. I love lamb chops play along. Like, that was like something that we all watched together and everybody just chopping it down and so open with it. Eating it in the club.
Lamb chops play along.
You sitting in the VIP with a bone hanging out your mouth eating a lamb chop.
A lot of joints look like lamb chops play along.
Y'all are freaks for that. Listen, I wanted to talk about the 20-minute theory.
Explain that.
I read that any bad habit, not 20-minute, 20-day.
21 days.
Yeah, any bad habit that you have, you can break it in 21 days. Let's say you scarf down a dozen of donuts at nighttime because you're horny and it's been a long time. You ain't fucked in a while and you by yourself. You know what I mean? And you're a comedian. You can't trust people. Right?
For
example. If I wanted to stop, or 3 Snickers ice cream bars, if I wanted to stop sucking them bitches down, if I made it 21 days of no Snickers ice cream bars as I lay my fat ass in my bed at nighttime, then I could break it and I don't have it at all. Works with cocaine, heroin, all of it.
Is habit and addiction the same thing?
You believe everything you read?
Is habit and addiction the same thing? Damn, this nigga always got a good question.
You believe everything you read, though?
Is habit and addiction? No.
No habit and addiction at the same thing.
No, right? Because addiction, you have to do it. Habit is like, you do it.
People relapse all the time, even after. They could be like 3 months. You know what I mean?
Addiction is...
That's a little different, I guess, than like
having
a bad habit. What you
know about that? What you know about drug rehabs and relapses and shit? What you know about it?
Only the things that I read.
I went to college for that. Did you know that?
For what?
With the PU.
Dre loves me, right?
With the PU.
And he's one of the most shadiest niggas I've ever met. And he loves me to death. I'm scared for the people that you don't like, bro. Because I know you love me and you don't want to, like, hurt my feelings. You just laughed in my face because I said I went to college for something. Like a genuine. Look at his laugh. He's so happy. You went to college for what? I went to community college in 2012 because I had got a job in a methadone maintenance house. And, like, I got into that world of, like, drug counseling type vibe. And, okay, this is going the wrong way. Let's just back out.
You know why? Because the way you're breaking it.
Can we back this out? Can we just cut this off?
Because we waiting to hear the real motive. Why the fuck you was over there doing that bullshit?
I worked there, right? And then when I went to jail, I had to go through drug programs. So I kind of knew the ropes of it a little bit. And then drug counseling, I kid you not, you might have a person. I'm dead serious now, seriously. All the people that is in this field at home was going great. You can have 8 years of schooling. You know what I mean? You can have a doctorate. But if you have tattoos and felonies, they take you more serious. So you could kind of climb to the top with a bad record versus having a good record. You know what I'm saying? And with me being out court felonies early, I was always looking for a job that was like fit for me. So that was like, okay, that's going to work because they with that. I would see them disrespect doctors, you know, especially ones that were like foreigners, whatever, not paying no mind. But it'd be a young bitch coming in with 2 teardrops and a missing tooth.
You
know
why?
Because she has experience.
I'm about
too.
To say it's relevant work experience.
Right, exactly.
Technically, it's relevant work experience.
Honestly, in that realm, they want to get their sobriety from a sober person. They want to know that you shit in alleyway, wipe your ass with Snickers bar wrapper too, and you was sucking dick for crack too. Like, listen, the classic movie scene. David Chappelle, he raised his hand. I've been here for smoking weed. Because they ask people, you know, he go, what? I suck dick for crack, nigga. Remember that? But it's true, though. They take that more serious. But yeah, I went to school in 2012, Community College of Philadelphia. Had a really good, like, drug whatever program. But you know why I gave up on it? Because I found out, like, after getting an associate degree, you make, like, $14 an hour. There's no money in it. Now, in the ownership side, because I wanted to own recovery homes, too, at a point, that's where the bread at. You own the whole house, get bunk beds, vending machines, quarter machines on the washer and the dryer. Real shit. 12 steps on the wall, that's a fucking bag. Niggas is eating off of that shit, 3 of them in the hood. You know what I mean? Especially if you get, like, contracts from the government and the people come from jail or rehabs. It's paper in that, baby. I was on that. Niggas, I was going to do it.
Niggas in Philly be out of pocket with they shit.
If you smoke crack, it lasts for 7 seconds.
The high?
Mm-hmm. What's the best way to get a drug screening? What's the most efficient way? Urine, blood, or hair?
We asking you, Dre. We know. Come on, Gary.
This nigga to my we know. What's the best, the most efficient?
Efficient way to get a drug screening, urine, blood, or hair?
Yeah.
I would imagine that efficient means the quickest, right?
See, he's smart. And efficient and less money and stuff, too.
It'll probably be urine.
Yeah, it is. It's urine.
I got smart. Drug tested in college.
Wow, Dre.
As an athlete. And it was all urine, of course.
Did you pass? Great. But you wasn't getting juiced up?
I was not getting
no roids.
Nah.
Is roids common in, like, college football? No. Yes. You Roy sometimes?
I plead the fifth. I didn't do it.
All right.
But
it's coming. Whoa.
Some people do it. Or they take some type of performance enhancing something.
Now that's a fact.
That's illegal.
One of my homies said he used to snort Adderall and go crazy.
That's not a fucking steroid though.
It's an enhancer though.
I guess so.
Snorting it at that.
That's deep. I know somebody that used to snort Percocet before they played basketball.
See.
That's wild.
They wasn't good. They wasn't good.
Nigga thought he was Shaq.
He thought he was. He was out. You see this hat I got on? He was like me, flipped from above the rim. He was hooping by himself on the roof with nobody else.
All right, so we're going to all lose our bad habits in 21 days. Phelps, you, weed.
That's not a bad habit. I come up with something else.
I don't feel like you have bad habits because I feel like Phelps is like disciplined because, like, literally, you just gave up soda for no reason. I was like, he's such a weirdo. You only have a gut, bitch ass nigga. So much you not drinking soda, nigga. I just drunk 3 ginger ales for breakfast.
I relapsed with you last night.
It's getting tight. Okay, let's just talk about the room beef because let's just cut the tension. Gary threw away all our stuff. I had mangoes, 2 lemon slices, and I kept craving lemon water today. Today's the day I wanted to put some citrus in my water and cut it. No thanks to Gary, he got rid of it. And he threw away Drake jerk chicken that he take 2 bites of per day for protein in the morning. And he threw away Drake chips, and Drake had guac left.
Yeah, I was pretty mad about that.
Drake got mad because he said I woke him up this morning because I was being loud. I had a jail visit on the phone. And Phelps came in late, smelling like pussy.
Now she lying on
me. And I don't do nothing. That's the thing. Like when it comes to us,
I stretch the truth to be funny. It's an insult. She could just say whatever about me. And
I know you might be messing up something for Phelps.
It is.
Oh, I said he came home smelling like pussy.
Nah,
different pussy. Every single day he came home smelling like different pussy.
You're insulting me. I don't like it.
That is not insulting.
You're insulting me. I don't like
it. He is such a fucking freak. How is that the same as you telling people that I FaceTime and play with my pussy on a regular basis?
It's the same. You know why? Because we're both stretching the truth from about shit.
You know what the problem is?
And you be coming at my character.
That's coming at your character because you got
Not in that moment. But you do be calling my character.
So what did I say, Phelps?
You call me a contrarian. That's like a character. That's like about my character. I don't never say talk about your character. I stretch the truth about shit in real life that happens.
Phelps, how the fuck is you being a contrarian about your character? You are a contrarian, Phelps. You agreed when we first talked about it. And that's why I talked about it on camera.
It still could be an insult.
Is it? Are you insulted by it?
Yes.
I'm not taking it back.
You know why? Because
it's fucking true. You disagree with Phelps.
I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna give you an example.
Listen, I don't care about no example. It's real random how you coming at me. This is what I'm saying to you. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck do you call that? Devil's advocate, what you do? Like, seriously, you don't think that you're a contrarian? You don't think that you don't go with, like, the popular opinion? You more unpopular opinion, boy. You don't think that about yourself?
This is the thing. When I say, as soon as I say something that you deem whatever it is, this nigga's a contrarian. That's like if a nigga frustrated with a woman, he won't gonna say this bitch. Oh, this broad. Like, you want to call me a bitch? Like, just say that. You feel me?
I really think, especially from being around you, any debate you've been in, any of that, I think you're contrarian. I think if everybody in the room
either way,
the same thing, even if you really do agree, you're going to find something to flip it with.
Either way, I feel like an insult is closer to judging somebody's character. It's not an insult if I say, oh, I saw Mona fell down the steps and bust her elbow. That's not an insult, my nigga. I just reported what I saw.
Cut all this out. I don't know where this is coming from. I don't know what's wrong with. Where did that come from?
I'm trying to show you.
You said he walked in the house smelling like pussy.
Pussy, and you said that wasn't an insult. So where did this come from?
What do you know? I did say it was an insult.
Oh, so you were insulted by saying you came home smelling like pussy?
Yes. See, you're not even taking me serious. This is the conflict.
I asked you, was that insulting? And you said it wasn't.
No, I started off by saying I'm insulted by it, and you just was pushing it away. You just was like, no.
Y'all just like an old married couple.
This nigga get on my nerves.
I literally started out and said, I feel insulted, and then you just start going off.
I'm sorry that I said that you smell like pussy last night. I'm really sorry, and I'm sorry that you said that I said that you smell like pussy every night, different pussies. I'm sorry that I said that from the bottom of my heart.
You accept her apology?
Let's continue with the show, man.
I ain't mean it no way.
I know.
Where was we at?
We were talking about the tension in the room.
Okay, before that, where was I at?
We were talking about food. We were talking
terrible.
About
21 days to break a habit. So we could have all got together and broke our own individual habits for 21 days. What's your bad habit you're going to break?
I haven't been drinking that much lately.
Drake telling on himself.
That was so random, Dre. I wouldn't even have thought that. That's only, did you know something about negative? That's like the only negative thing you can think of.
I'm just trying to get into a routine. So like I've been waking up, trying to wake up at 7 a.m. every day, no matter what day it is, just to like start like 7 a.m. run and listen to like the same song every morning so that it like gets me in a routine to start my day in
what's
the right headspace.
It's a Kurt,
it private?
It's a Kurt Franklin song, Brighter
okay.
Day. It's all like right. a, you know, like a uplifting
like
song
okay.
to just get your day started and get you in the right headspace. And then you just start your day. And I feel like when I've done that, I've been more productive throughout the day.
That's fucking heavy. So if you, besides you wanting to get up at 7, how late do you get up normally? 9?
When I want to.
So what's average, like 11?
I don't sleep that late. So it'll either be like 9:30, 10. But it's like, the thing is that when you wake up that late, by the time you shower, do all that shit, it'd be like 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and you like, dang, where'd the day go? And then I feel like no matter who you are, by the time you hit like 6, 7, you want to start winding down a little bit.
P.M.
Yeah, P.M. And then I got my wife, so you want to spend time with your wife and eat.
Do y'all get up at the same time?
No. I mean, now we kind of do. She normally, it depends. She takes like workout classes in the morning, so it depends.
Oh, yeah.
But 7:30 is what time we get up. But I've been waking up like at 7, so.
If a nigga getting up at 9 a.m., first of all, if you on an entrepreneurship and you make your own schedule, if you could get yourself up in the morning and like get going, that's lit. Because technically you really don't have to, really.
Exactly.
You could really push everything for like 3-4 o'clock and just live that life like a fucking bum and be up all night and then sleep all day. That's hard. What make you do that?
What make you do what?
Like want to get up at 7. That's just some real like, oh, I want to be grown shit.
Because after a while, you realize that, like, you know, nobody's going to, like you said, there is nobody there who's going to get you up and say, like, you got to do this, you got to do that. But I don't know, with an entrepreneur mindset, tomorrow is not guaranteed. A client could drop, you could lose a contract.
Oh,
then,
God.
Somebody could not pay an invoice. Like, so you just always grinding, trying to create new sources of income and, you know, just
I don't think people understand that. And I think nowadays, because we got this big like gold rush of black people starting businesses, everybody just want to do it and people don't really know if it's good for them. Some niggas need a supervisor.
Well, you got
some of you bitches need somebody to write you up.
You got to understand the difference between being an operator and an owner. Like, it's okay to be an operator to where you aren't the owner of the business and have all that responsibility, mm-hmm. but you can operate it and be like the CEO or the VP of something, to where you control a division of a company or you have the autonomy to do stuff without actually having to own it. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur who ain't an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Everybody
want to be on boss mode, chief mode. No, it's not enough Indians out here. Me personally, from like running into people that do this, because even with me, it's like, I know where I could tighten up at and I know where I could tighten up at in every way, you know what I mean? But in my head, when I meet people that like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, y'all just be, I don't know. I don't know what you call that. If you call that laziness or you just get into the same type of thing. Like for me, every time something slid across my desk, I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it. Like it wasn't nothing you know what I mean? Nobody came at me and I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna do that. And then it was like, on top of that, whatever I tried to do, like I really, really tried. So then it was like, if I didn't fuck with it, I knew for a fact that I didn't want to fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Versus like some people I know, they got teams and the team push you. And as soon as you switch teams or something like that, you kind of lost. You don't know what to do. It's like, I don't know how bitches consider themselves entrepreneurs. And that go for people in the beauty game too, Gary. I see that all the time. Them bitches that do hair have potential to be fucking rich as fuck. Like, it's so much bread in that shit. Like, I've seen so many black women change their whole lives off fucking wigs, bro. Like, mansions, bro. And then you got other motherfuckers that can't get their phone to ring. So, I don't know. I don't think it's for everybody. I think it's nothing wrong with having a boss and playing your position, playing your part, till that shit work out for you. I don't know why everybody want to be involved.
Everybody can't transition a hustle into a business. Like, some people can hustle, but they don't know how to make the hustle an actual business.
What you mean?
Like scaling. scaling a business, like you could start, I feel like there's a lot of different types of entrepreneurs. You have people who are more strategists, you have subject matter experts, but then you have some people who are hustlers who could sell sand to the beach. They could sell anything, but they'll always be hustling for the next 10 years because they don't know how to scale that and stop exchanging their time for money to be able to have people start working under them and stuff like that to, you know, grow. Mm. You just always going to be hustling. Every day you're going to see that same person out in the corner getting the same $1,000 or $500 because they don't know how to scale
But
that.
Even like, for instance, even with the entrepreneurship shit, it's like the way people try to categorize it to make it seem like they at the top is not necessarily what it is anyway. Entrepreneurship is really not. Don't mean even mean you a boss. It's just you working amongst more independent than a motherfucker who clock in on a schedule. You feel me? So it's like motherfucker be like, well, I'm an entrepreneur the whole time. You're not paying yourself. You going out here getting money from other people just like the other motherfucker that's employed. You just don't got to wake up at 9 and get off at 5 like the rest of the world. You feel me?
It's like what we were talking
Entrepreneur do not mean boss. It just mean independent. That's true.
It's like when we talked about if you say you want to be a comedian, people are always going to go to who they see as comedians, Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy. And you like, yo, there's so many more comedians under that are still successful and stuff like that. But people always think the biggest thing, and I think that's what you're saying, is like, I'm starting a business. They thinking Nike, like business. And it's like, I make $70,000 a year. And I just, instead of working for somebody and doing it, I'm working for myself and doing that.
And you can do both. Like, it's nothing wrong with doing both. Like, if you look at somebody, say like an artist or something, like a rapper, producer, you feel me, whatever. It's like, when he make an album, it's his album when he the rapper, da da da. But when he a producer, motherfucker, you gonna send that beat and you gonna hope that it make the album. You feel what I'm saying? Your role's gonna change where you at, what you doing. It's like, you're not gonna be the boss every time. You're not gonna be at the fucking janitor every time. You feel me? It's just what you bring to the table.
I agree.
And she's scrolling on Instagram. Disrespectful.
It's
cool when they do it. It's a problem.
The Mexicans, them people, Garrett told me about the Mexicans. I thought he was talking about white people. The four black people went to Mexico to get a tummy tuck. It's two girls and two boys. Some group of niggas, I don't know if it was the cartel or what, but it's a whole video of them like getting jumped. It's scary as shit. Because bitches go out of town to get work done. That's some scary shit. They said they did it by mistake, Gary. It was the wrong people. They kidnapped the wrong people. They was regular people. They came in there for a tummy tuck. Out of four of them, one made it, and then two of them died, and one of them is, like, on the brink of death. That's fucking scary as shit. But when you first said it, like, oh, you know, them people got kidnapped by the cartel, I'm thinking in my head, they probably ain't pay them people no money. I really always think, like, when people die real violent, crazy like that, I always think it was for them. Like, I rarely think it's a mistake, because I've seen people do a lot of crazy shit. Yeah, it's a $50,000. It was a $50,000 reward to find them, and they really found one. That's a shame. Prayers to them people, family. That's fucked up.
Not that case, but I be hearing about that in them third world countries. Why is it always they be missing hits? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, wrong motherfuckers get shot. Remember David Ortiz? Remember he was in DR? You feel me? It's like, come on. Like,
who's David Ortiz?
Like, very popular, famous baseball player.
Like a baseball legend.
And they kidnapped him on mistake?
Nah, somebody shot him, but they like the nigga wasn't. David Ortiz from Dominican Republic, and he one of the greatest baseball players ever. So you know he like a god out there, you feel me?
So Wild Wild West in Mexico, baby. I got close family member went to Mexico to get work done before. I don't know, it's common. I want to go a couple places to get some work done.
It's dangerous.
It is dangerous, but I still want to get my shit done for half. The fuck? Tell me, took $9,000, $10,000, you get it for four. Fuck y'all talking about? Come on now. Veneers, $20,000, you can get them for five.
You feel like you got to go out of the country to get better work done or just better price?
No, I don't think it's better work. I just think it's
better price.
Better price, and it's common. So it's like you go to a plastic surgeon in some of them countries, bro. Over here, they might be churning out 5-6 girls a day. Them niggas doing 30 bitches a day, bro. In and out. Everybody just limping out bloody.
But I feel like how people say how I go out here is that sometimes if you got like a following or something like that, they'll put you like earlier in the day with the doctor or like give you more care because essentially your body
the popular people
is like the work of art for that surgeon. So right. they'll like take their time.
So I'm good. Yeah. Because I'm clouded up.
You go to Miami, you be straight.
You feel me? No, but it's a couple different things. With the surgeons here, you have to be like board certified. You know what I mean? You got to pass mm-hmm. certain things. And then some of those doctors were here first and then they might have killed the bitch or two, you know, missed the inspection, and then they had to go back home. You know what I mean? But it's like, for the most part, you could do your own little research. You know what else is crazy over there that's really crazy? They don't have anesthesiologists. Mm. So you... We're here? No, I don't know. But what, it's been so many. The trans lady?
What did Gary say?
So she went to jail.
Can hear it.
Oh, what Gary said was, you remember about the girl that was, her license ran out or something, but she was still doing stuff to people, and then she killed somebody. I mean, that kind of stuff happens a lot, but I know it was a trans woman in Philadelphia, and she killed somebody from the UK in a hotel, but she was doing illegal butt shots. Mm. You remember that? Yeah, that was a big deal. I remember that. But, I don't know. It's just a real want and a crave for this shit, and it's expensive. That's just like that big teeth rush. Niggas is doing braces right now on Instagram for $500. You can get veneers on Instagram for $1,500, $2,000 from a bitch that used to do lashes. That's just how people are. They want it, so they'll do whatever they got to do for it. The countries that is really popular, Brazil, DR, Colombia, Mexico, you can go over there and get... And then let me tell you something about Mexico. Mexico is like number one in the world for weight loss surgery. They beat Texas. So a lot of people went over because you get weight loss surgery like a gastric sleeve, a gastric bypass, something like that. 11,000, 12,000 here. You get that bitch for 4,000, 5,000 over there. And the motherfuckers is like goats with that shit.
Mm. I know here people be trying to get it through their insurance, but I know you got to prove like a whole bunch of like stuff.
You can get stuff through insurance. You can get something called care credit right now. You could pay your titties off. Yeah, care credit.
It's financing.
$99 a month. You paying these titties off like a fucking kid Sedona.
Yeah, could pay for us.
I'm pro plastic surgery, even though I have noticed all these black girls getting their lips done, and it makes me feel strange, but everybody can't have my lips. I might get two pumps here and here. What do you think? Because my bottom lip is bigger than my top lip.
I feel like your lips are fine.
That's how women are. We always want like a tweak or, you know, a tweak or twerk. It's just better when men stay out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I realize that being married, it don't matter what you say. Women gonna feel how they gonna feel.
And the thing about us is it never stops because ageism is so huge here. You like dead. You know what men call women by age?
What?
Dinosaurs. They do.
I've never heard women my age dinosaurs. Who's they?
What men? What age are the men?
Listen, it went viral.
Nobody's ever called her that.
It went viral on Instagram like 2020. And then it was like they broke it down like on Twitter, like the dinos, baby dinosaurs. Which Tom was here. I know Tom will remember it. They used to call bitches my age dinosaurs, but they still do. I mean, here it's so weird because it's like you want to be young forever in a way. But then it's like, don't you want to get older? Like, feel like you got wisdom and shit. You should be lucky if you get old in a certain way. But it's different with men and women. You could be 40 and still consider like sexy. A 40-year-old woman, people be calling her grandma.
Unless you're like true. J-Lo.
False.
What
false.
Is this? What? That's just my experience, Phelps. This is, you don't want to have the same experience.
You said bitches 40, they called it. You're not 40 yet.
The dinosaur thing starts at 30.
It's
you keep saying false like I'm lying or something.
It's five men in this room. Nobody's never heard it or said it.
Okay, so you think I'm lying?
I didn't say you was lying. I said it's not true.
You said false. That's what you said. You're irking the
That's
fuck
not
out
you
of
lying.
Me.
I'm saying Nick.
Bro. On God, you're busting the fuck out of me.
Because I disagree. Because
you keep chatting. Like, what's up with you? You all right? You cool?
I've been quiet most of this episode.
Since you got insulted because I said you smell like pussy. Is you straight?
No. I've been quiet most of this episode.
I've been bust most of this episode. We can wrap this shit up. This shit getting on my fucking nerves. Like,
We can wrap it up then. I ain't about to.
You want to go to the voicemail?
Weirdo. Yeah, play it.
So this is, I just picked this one. Didn't really listen to it. So we're going to see what surprise we have today for this one. Let's see. Hold on, let me hook it up to the... Okay.
I don't call you my girl podcast. All right, so I'm watching this week's episode, and it made me think of a question that I've been having, and I've been watching, I'm going to keep it short, but DJ Academics, I watched the Krishan Blueface, Sharp interview. What do you think about all these sassy industry men? Like, these niggas are sassy as fuck. Like, it's not even like no masculinity. They be on that get back petty shit. Like, it's scary. And then I'm starting to see like my male counterparts act sassy as shit. Like, say, oh, what's the hair for me? It's the, even when my phone was on that, he's talking about your lace front. Like, can you go smoke a big blunt and go get some money and do some man shit? I don't know. Let me know what y'all think about these fancy ass niggas that are out. Love y'all.
Who did she use for example? Academics, Sharp.
Academics. Well, she was talking about the Blueface Sharp, but I think she was more referring to Academics.
I don't know about Academics. I went to Academics a while ago because of the Fresh and Fit podcast. And I might have changed my mind a little bit because I heard Academics give, like, he was coming at one of them niggas and they was debating about something. And niggas always win and start those arguments with, you a bitch, you not a street nigga, you never been in the streets, you never been in jail, you not a real nigga, whatever. His comebacks was so fucking vicious, but they was all on, like, I'm a square vibes. And I respected that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is a square. He always been a square. He's, you know, he was like, whatever the guy said, the guy was like, yeah, you not street smart. You not like a you know, I was about to say accredited. you not street certified. And he was like, yeah, nigga, I'm not. If I wasn't doing this, nigga, I'd be working at a hospital. Like, he was talking so heavy about his education, how much he went to school. And I was like, damn, this little fat ass, I think that's lit. Like, I respected that. Like, I don't know. It just made me look at him a little bit different. Is he still like an asshole? Yes, but he kind of earned where he was at as far as like doing it on the internet vibe. And the fact that he's totally okay with being like a dweeb, I respect that. Because I want other black men to know, like, every representation of a black man is not going to be somebody like Sharp, who's a P, or somebody like Wack, who's a blood, or somebody, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Even like, shit, you see Gillian Wallow. Wallow's a pot as a person, but he did 20 years in the penitentiary. You feel me? It's a lot of black men, I feel like, when they do look at stuff, like, when can you see a person that's college educated, but he's still cool, or somebody that's never shot a gun openly about that, never been in a fight, whatever. Like, how often does he get to see that person and feel comfortable with whom he is? My son is 8 years old. My son feels like a dweeb because he likes Celine Dion, because his sister does him, you know, because mm-hmm. he don't want to listen to rap. And I'm constantly telling him, like, you so special because you don't listen to rap. We all listen to rap. You know how cool that makes you because you don't do what we do. You do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But that made me look at Academics a little different. So I don't know if I'm going to call him sassy. Now, in general, the time of the sassy potter is here. I talked about that girl, that comedian. She makes fun of the sassy podcasters, and it's like super extreme. Oh yeah, you a whore. You had sex with two men last year. You a whore. I like that girl's videos, but they funny as shit, and it is real, and it is like a big sassy thing. And I think the biggest problem we had with those guys and the guys that's on internet posting the memes that's negative about women all day and acting all strange, you just come off like you like butt and not girls, you know what I mean? Like, boy butt. And I don't want it to be like a thing, because it's one thing, I know it's hard to come out, but it's like, some of y'all date women and seem like you hate women. I think that's more of what she's talking about, but I just don't entertain myself with that. I don't listen to the shit like that. I don't watch it. You're not going to see me on the Andrew Tate website. You're not going to see me on some of these male podcasts, even as a fucking guest. Like, I'm turning it down. I don't want to be with you niggas and argue about, you know, because that's all it is. It's like, men versus women, and I'm supposed to represent all the whores, and then they're like, yeah, we pay the bills, you, I am the table. So, up that answer a question. I got a lot of DMs. I don't know if I It's cold as fuck here. Hold on. I don't think this lady knows who she's talking to. Hold on. I think I might scrap the dark side of the DM. It's coming.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm tired.
As a full segment, you could just feel like the questions are all the same.
It's a lot of them are fake. And I just feel like people press to like get their little time. You know, like we lost the cool part of like it being real. This ain't real no more. Hey, Mona, I've been fucking with you and everyone on your podcast for a minute now because the shit, blah, 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 blah. I got a rotation of three niggas, my baby daddy, when he act right, my man, who's a chef, and my nigga, he's a rapper. What they do is important as far as stepdaddy-wise. Oh, she got two stepdads, three stepdads. I'm starting to catch feelings for my man, but he be disappearing sometimes, which makes me think he got a bitch. Well, for a few weeks now, my nigga started taking me out a lot and giving me weed, letting me hold money, making me think he catching feelings. That's crazy. I'm not even going to start on my BD. I can't even see these niggas in daytime. It's getting a little stressful. I'm working. I'm in school, but I'm a single parent. I want to know if I should keep, which one I should keep or cut them all off or focus on one.
So
like, let's see why I don't want to do it no more. So how am I supposed to know that?
Her man is her main.
Her man's a chef.
That's the main, I guess, and her nigga is her side nigga.
Yeah. And then she has her baby father. And the nigga is a rapper. Drop the rapper. Like, drop the rapper and keep the chef.
And can't
get rid
of
the baby.
Oh. Daddy?
Catch us next week. I'll manifest something.
Okay, what you want to manifest?
I am manifesting this weight loss journey that I'm on. Anybody want to join me, they may. Gary, are you with me? Me and Gary together. He already started because he works out every morning. We were supposed to do 7:30 a.m. workouts on this trip, and we didn't get to because Dre is so off task most times.
Y'all know long enough not to believe Mona.
So, start me on this weight loss journey. I am getting on the needle like everybody else, and I will let y'all know how it is.
Was that all?
You know what my starting point, like what I want to make it to when we go to DR. Can we say we're going to DR yet?
Oh, you mean end goal?
Yeah.
Got you.
DR. Can we say we're going there?
He said we were good, but I'm still getting things together. Ink has not dried yet.
Oh, fuck. Well, I need another one. Roots Picnic then. Because that's around the same time, right?
Around the same time.
Like within a week?
Yeah, it's actually the next week.
We could do weigh-ins. Y'all want to put money in? We can all put money in. And y'all give me the money if I do it.
What if you don't? Do we get the money?
No, just start over. We could do it like that. We can. Let's do it. Gary, you with me? We doing weigh-ins.
Okay.
Dre doing that thing with his mouth. You did?
That was a flex.
I'm the only nigga trying to gain weight, so.
I lost 6, but you get in with the weight gain. We could do that. Come on.
Okay.
What you going to do? Muscle memory?
I'm the only one who worked out on this trip.
Oh, when?
You
when you ran to get them beignets? Show over. Catch us next week. Next week, we're doing 3 episodes. I'ma have this coat on next episode.